Hello.
Hello, is this Mrs. David Al?
Yeah.
This is Marceline Jones, Jim Jones' wife from People's Temple.
How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Good.
How are you?
Okay.
I was calling. I've been gone for about a month, and Jim wanted me to call you when I got back, and thank you and Michael for all the good things you've done for us.
Oh, that's nice.
How supportive you've been.
Uh-huh. I understand things are looking a little better.
Yes, they are.
Good.
And I'm so impressed with what's going on down in the project. You know, the health care. Well, you saw our slides, but a lot has been accomplished since I've been there.
Oh.
And we hope you can get down to see it sometime.
You know, I guess we all have the same trouble getting around.
Yeah.
It would really be very interesting. Mike saw it too. The last time I saw it twice, and Mike wasn't there the first time, if you remember.
Yes.
But he did get there the second time,
yes.
So he was able to see it.
Oh, that's great.
Right.
Well, we had a delegation from the Russian embassy come down and see it. They were very, very highly impressed. Cuba and from our State Department.
Oh, great. You were there when they came down to see
No,
it?
No, I was when the Russian delegation
uh-huh.
I was.
You were there?
Yes. I was very, very happy.
Oh, good. I'm very glad. Listen, Molly, while I got you on the phone, I've already told Jean, on March 12th, we are celebrating International Women's Day.
Yes.
Did you hear about it?
I hadn't. Because I haven't had much time,
yeah.
I've been back to talk to you.
I'm sure. Well, if I can give you the particulars, Jean, I don't know if Jean remembers them either, because I kind of gave it to her on the fly.
Okay.
But do you have anything you can write this
yes.
down on?
Yes.
Okay. On March 12th, which is a Sunday,
okay.
at 2 p.m.,
all right.
at the meeting hall of the Homestead Savings and Loan Bank. Sounds crazy, but it's for nothing. It's for nothing. That's why
great.
I like it. I found
that. That's right downtown, isn't it?
No. This one is on West Portal. The
okay.
address is 130 West Portal.
Okay.
And it's near Vicente, the side street.
Near
Vicente.
Okay.
If you drive, you come up 19th Avenue, and actually, if you could make a left, you would just make a left on Vicente,
mm-hmm.
and that goes right into West Portal. But since you're not allowed to make a left at that point, you have to make a right at the street before, you know,
right,
and make like a U-turn.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
okay.
it's about 3-4 blocks from there. That's all. You go right into West Portal.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Now, we're going to have Soviet women there from the consulate. And we have some speakers. We have a Native American speaking, a young woman, and Vivian Hallinan,
oh,
you probably
good.
Know her,
yes,
she's speaking, and we're trying to get one other, and a Soviet woman, one of the Soviet women will speak.
Oh, it sounds great.
So we're going to have a film, and we're going to have some entertainment, and we'll have some refreshments,
well,
and it ought to be a very nice, nice afternoon.
It sounds very good.
So you and Jean bring some of your people down.
Okay. We'll certainly work on it.
Very good.
Okay. And thank you again for everything that
you're
you
welcome.
And Michael.
I'll tell him you called.
Yeah, and Dick.
Yeah, how is Dick?
Too. He's doing just fine. He's very happy down there.
I'll bet. Why not?
Riding.
Why not, I say.
Yeah, that's right. So.
Yeah, is he
so
staying
he'll
down
be
now?
Riding to you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is he going to stay there for a while?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I really don't know, but he's very helpful.
good. I'm sure he is.
Very talented.
Very fine.
He certainly is.
Yeah. Well, so, thanks a lot for calling, and we'll be seeing you.
Anything else we can do, why let us know.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye. Mr. Snedeker in?
Yes, he's on the phone upstairs in the office.
Yes, I'll hold. Thank you. Is this Michael?
Yes.
This is Marceline Jones, Jim Jones' wife from People's Temple.
Hello, Marceline.
And I've been gone for a month, and I just got back, and Jim wanted me to call and thank you for all the support you've given in this very difficult time.
You can, it's easy for me to do. I think people, you know, I think when people are pinched like that, they deserve support. No problem whatsoever.
We're appreciative, and we want you to know that you have a standing invitation to the agricultural mission or project down there. There's some nice things going on down there. I was in the way of education and
you know, health care and so forth. We would love for you to be able to come down and visit sometime. Jim just wanted him to know how much he appreciated everything he's done.
All right. You know, my wife and I, we talk from time to time about taking a trip down to South America.
We would love to have you come.
And if we ever do, well, that's extra spending, you know. It's the kind of thing we talk about maybe retire.
Yes.
But we might actually do it.
Well, we appreciate what both of you have done. And please do, because I think you would be impressed, and I think she would, with the school and some of the mental health care and so forth that she's been in, and other health care. So we've had a lot of dignitaries visiting, and they are impressed with what we've been able to get out of the jungle.
How are you relating to other Caribbean countries and to the government down here?
Very well, very well. We've had visits from surrounding areas, and the government there, of course, is appreciative of the example that we're setting in the way of developing agriculture in that area, you know, which is really the only way to feed the world.
Well, it's one of the few decent governments in that whole continent down there.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, they are beautiful people, and they're very appreciative. So.
Well, I'm glad you called, and I wish you the best of luck.
And if there's ever anything we can do to help you, why, please let us know.
I'll do that.
Okay. And thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Marceline Jones.
Yes, this is Marceline. How are you today?
I'm doing just fine. I just got back after being gone for a month, and Jim wanted me to call and express his appreciation to you for the support that you've given us through this very difficult time. Tell him, to let you know how it's made it easier for him to build and have strength in the Guyana area, knowing he has friends like you.
How's everything going?
Everything is going fine. God is really blessing down there. We have quite a community with, it had been about 4 months since I'd been there, and a lot has been accomplished in the education area, the health area, the religious area. You know, we're really bringing a lot of people to Christianity. Life, sharing life. So, it's really becoming internationally known. We've had a lot of dignitaries come and see what can be done by healing a community out of the jungle. So anytime you can go visit, we'd love to have you.
No, I'd like to go.
You have an open invitation, and again, he wanted you to know how much he appreciates your support.
Well, it sounds like a great thing, and I'm doing well, and I appreciate very much calling me and giving my regards to you.
I certainly will, and thanks again.
Oh,
and if
okay.
There's anything we can do to...
Yes, I'm speaking to Rosalind Jones. I'm returning her call. My name is John Mahan.
Okay,
great.
Hello, John.
Hi.
How are you?
Punchy, but otherwise okay.
Punchy?
Right.
Well, I have been gone about a month, and Jim wanted me to call you.
How is he?
He's doing very, very well. He'd
Fantastic.
Like to be back here, but he's working really hard on the project down there, and there's been an awful lot accomplished. It's really internationally known. There have been people from all around coming to see this community that's been hewn out of the jungle.
Very good.
There was a Russian delegation that came down. And
fantastic.
So we're very happy with that, and he'd like for you to know that, you know, if you're interested in doing anything like this ever, he'd be happy to.
Well, I got something similar. It's not quite as spectacular, but I bought a town down on an Indian pueblo in New Mexico.
Oh, you did?
Right, and for some reason, the Indians get along with us. They hate everybody else because they've been beat up so often and so oppressed.
Yes.
But they've got such a huge alcohol problem with kids that they were just happy when we came, and in fact have been our, like, our big friends.
Oh.
So it's really nice. We've got a place, and of course, you and him, the kids, whatever, if you're ever in the States, come on down. Nobody can get to you. There's an 18-foot adobe wall around the whole town.
That sounds great.
And just relax, go fishing and swimming or whatever.
Well, I'd love to do that. Maybe sometime you and your family can come and see what's happening.
Oh, I'd love to. Jesus, I'd love to.
So right now we're, you know, our main problem with Tim and this child custody.
Well, I thought from the papers and from my conversations with folks that everything was going to be okay with that, but I mean, I go
well,
ahead.
Well, Tim, we think so, but he's trying to get Freitas, I think, involved in the thing. I hope Freitas will stay neutral.
I can't imagine that he would. I mean, you know, that Mr. Freitas would, you know, take a side like that. I can't imagine he would.
Yeah. Well, I would hope not, because it's you know, the mother left the child about 2 years ago, and it would be a devastating thing, not only for us.
No, for the child. Children can't be abandoned and then picked up later.
That's,
I mean, it's just too devastating.
That's exactly right.
And, yeah, but my conversations with the folks you're talking about and everything, and the quotes that I've seen, have all been positive. You know what I mean? That there was no possible criminal situation by any stretch of the imagination or anything like that.
Good.
So.
Well, we appreciate your letting us know when, you know.
Oh, if I get a different rumble, I'll have somebody over there 15 minutes later to let you know what's going on.
Very good.
That's no problem.
And the reason, my purpose, though, mainly for calling was to let you know that Jim appreciates so much your support during this time. And he gets concerned, you know, we see what's happening to Synanon and these other organizations.
Well, Synanon halfway deserves it, Marceline. I mean, it's not that they're terrible fellows, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
But some of the things said about them are true. Tell yourself and Jim to watch a close association there, because what happened is they went so paranoid that they themselves became a bit like the enemy, you know? And I can understand it happening, but so if I were you, I mean, just as advice, I would stay out of that ball of wax, because it's not clear-cut good guys and bad guys anymore.
Okay, well, we appreciate your advice very, very much. Yeah. You know,
well, how's any? Does the temple need anything in town, or should we do anything?
Things are going very well now. I mean, you know, we're all kind of battling.
We're going to have a big benefit, one of them ghastly $100 a plate dinners and stuff. I'll send you a ticket for yourself, and if Jim's in town, him or whoever you want to bring, you know, to be our guest, then please come. It'll be April 1st down the Hyatt Regency. I haven't got the tickets printed yet, but I'll send them out in a couple of weeks.
Very kind.
And if you're in town, I'd certainly appreciate it if you came and joined us, because that would show why. I imagine all the politicians and them people will be there, and I think what we can do is to just show them that the People's Temple still has quite a few friends in the community, and it's not something that's gone to Guyana.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that, and it's nice to know that we have friends like you around. It certainly gives us courage, you know.
Is everything okay with the temple and the work and all that?
Everything's fine.
Very good.
It's fine. So
I worried with all of you guys gone that that's the time the animals always take advantage, right? The local politicians and nuts.
Everything's going, you know, our programs were still holding up and everything's going strong. And as I've said, you know, Jim and I have been in the battle for a long, long time. But one of the very positive things that comes out of this kind of harassment, which of course this has been the worst we've ever been through, is to find out who the truly quality people are and who will stand with you. And there are a few, and you're one of the very few, and we appreciate it.
Well, you'll have a lot of friends. Most of the little people I talk to, you follow, just normal working people who have nothing to do with politics or anything. They're pretty unified on the idea that you got a raw deal. You know, the little simple guys.
Yeah.
I think in the long run, that's where it counts.
That's right. Those are the great people. They may not be famous, but they're great.
If anything comes up where you have some problem in town in any kind of way or at all, you know, and Jim isn't there, please just don't hesitate to give me a call. And if I'm not here, call Mimi, and we'll do whatever we can to be of assistance.
Thank you very much. And the reverse is true. You feel free to call us.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Yes?
This is Marcy Jones, Jim Jones' wife.
Oh, how are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Oh, fine. Are you in the city now?
Yes, I'm in the city, and I've been gone for about a month, and Jim wanted me to call you as soon as I got back and thank you for all of your support and help.
I wish I could give some more, because I am really going through it. I'm thinking of moving from here. You know, I have to. The rent is $550 now, and they're going up $200 more, and I just can't make it. Yeah, so I have, well, that's all right. I want to kind of semi-retire anyway. So I got a small bakery out on 3rd Street, and you know about my cooking at bread I've been making. So I'm trying to put that on the market. Someone is helping me to do it, so.
Buzz.
Oh, I wish.
What is the address? It's
4912 3rd Street.
4912 3rd Street.
I wanted to talk to someone there. Who can I talk to about this bakery that I'm doing and give me some advice and some help or something? Who can I talk to?
I could have one of our ladies call you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have her call you.
That would be fine.
Okay.
I need to talk to someone and, you know, get some advice and some help or something. Because, you see, this bread is nearly not a commercial, but, you know. And I had three different bakeries who wanted to put it out for me, but they all wanted me to cut down on the ingredients, you know. And they said, oh, you make a lot of money. I said, well, I'm not... I said, I love money, it's true, but like everybody else, I said, but I'm not interested in it, and, you know, because I couldn't face my friends, you know, after they know what kind of bread I'm making to make this, so.
There are a few people like that.
Yeah, well, of course, I know, my God.
You're a beautiful person.
Even Herb Cain had me in the column once and said I could have made a lot of money on the bread if I wanted to, you know, well, that's...
We'll have our lady here.
Yes, if she would come and talk to me, let me talk to her rather, and tell her the difficulties I'm going through. Maybe she can help me somewhere.
Right. I certainly will.
Uh-huh.
Again, Jim wants you to know how much he appreciates what you've done.
Oh, well, he's such a beautiful way. I hope everything moved all right now for him.
Well, things are moving beautifully in Guyana. We have quite a there.
That's what I heard. You know, I wanted to take a trip to Trinidad this year, but I just couldn't make it. But I'm hoping.
When you do now, you go.
You're sure? Because that's my home, Trinidad, you know.
Well, Well,
have you been to Trinidad?
I certainly have. That's just 1 hour's flight.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
So whenever you get down there, while you have an
open I'll have to go around and see my... No, I'll never go to Trinidad without going to Guyana, you know.
Okay.
Well, thanks a lot for calling me. And will you do that right away
yes,
for me?
I
let
will.
Her come and see me.
I will.
Gee, you know, this is a blessing that you called me to tell me because I was going out of my mind. I wanted to see someone I can talk to and just tell, you know, this is really a blessing.
I'm so glad.
It really is.
We'll get in touch with her and send her over.
Okay, thank
okay.
you. Dear. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Just a second. 395. 395. It's on highway. It's inside the beltway. That's really easy. Burlington and Blue Road is separate exits. You come to Glee Road first, the Glee Road exit, and then on down the way you have a Burlington exit. I'll give you the map so you can see it.
Hello?
Yeah.
He's on another line right now. Can you hold a second, please?
Sure.
Hello?
Yes, Mr. Clancy?
Yes.
Yeah, it's Paul Sissel. I'm Senator Sarbanes' office returning your call.
Yes.
Yeah. What can I do for you?
I represent Mrs. Marceline Jones.
is Marceline Jones.
Yes, Rodney Williams returned your call.
Yes, Rodney, I just returned after being gone for a month, and Jim just wanted me to call you and tell you how much he appreciates the support you've given us during this very difficult time.
Okay, how is he?
He's doing beautifully. He'd like to be back here, but of course, wherever he is, he makes the best of it.
Oh, sure.
And there's quite a community being built in Guyana that is really, people from all over the country, or the world, have come, you know, from different nations, and they're highly impressed with what's being built here. So we like to see ourselves as really doing a good thing in public relations for the United States down there.
Uh-huh.
But having friends like you, you know, gives us courage and gives him the strength to keep on struggling.
Yes.
And if you ever want to go, you know, you have an open invitation to be there.
Okay, I keep that in mind.
Please do, because I know your struggle's difficult too.
Right.
And if we can ever be of any help, just call.
And vice versa.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Yes, and thanks so much for returning my call.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Marceline Jones.
Marcy. Joe Hall. How are you?
Joe. Well, I'm doing very well, and I just came back after being gone for a month, and Jim just wanted me to call and express his gratitude, and I want to express mine, too, to you for your support during our very difficult time.
Okay. Well,
everything
I certainly appreciate
it. It's been difficult, but some good things happen, you know, like finding out who your friends are and who will stand with you.
Oh, yeah, sure, I understand.
So, I appreciate your returning my call.
Okay, well, anything I can do, Marcy, just let me know.
Okay, and if there's anything we can ever do, why, Jim wants you to know. And, of course, you have a standing invitation to go to Guyana and see
okay.
The community that's being built down there.
Yeah, I understand it's quite fabulous.
It certainly is, and we have some rather prestigious visitors from other countries there, and they're impressed with what can be done in the middle of the jungle.
Well, good.
So, I appreciate your returning the call.
Okay, how's Jim doing, by the way?
He's doing great, just very well. He'd like to be back here, but wherever he is, you know, he's busy trying to build a better world.
Surely. Okay, Marcy. Well, I certainly appreciate your call, and I'm always wishing the best for you, Jim, and the whole temple effort, you know.
Thank you.
So whatever I can do, just let me know.
Thank
you.
I'll
do it.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Marcy.
Okay.
Bye. Bye now.
Leave a message to have her call me.
Icarica, can I help you?
Yes, is Christine Vasquez?
Yes, this is she.
This is Marceline Jones from People's Temple.
Oh, hi, how are you?
I thank you so much for answering my call so quickly.
Oh, it's okay.
And what a charming child answered the phone at your house.
Oh, thank you, my daughter.
Beautiful. Anyway, the reason I'm calling, I've been gone for about a month, to Guyana. And Jim wanted me to call and thank you
for the support that you've given us in a very difficult time.
Oh, no, no. It's, all I can say is it's not obligation, so there's, you know.
No, but there are very few that have, you know, stood like you have with us. And he wanted me to call you, and I want you to know he appreciates it, and I do, beyond words.
Oh,
and if ever you can make a trip to Guyana, we'd like for you to see the beautiful project down there.
I would love to do that.
So
I would really love to do that.
You plan for it, will you?
Oh, yes, I will.
Okay.
And I tell you one thing. It has been a pleasure for me to be able to help in any way to People's Temple. And anytime, you know, we always do it.
Thank you.
Okay?
And feel free to call us if we can ever be of assistance. I've been married to Jim for 28 years, and his life is working for the oppressed.
I know
and,
that.
We are available at any time we can be of any assistance.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you, Mika.
Thank you very much for calling.
Okay. Go back.
Bye. Is Kendra Alexander?
No, she's not. She's gone.
Do you expect her back?
No, she didn't. Who's calling?
This is Marceline Jones from People's Temple. Could I leave a message for her to call me at her convenience?
Yeah, please.
It's, the number is 9.
Good.
Jones's wife?
Yes.
How are you?
Oh, how nice to hear your voice.
Well, it's nice to talk to you. And I have been gone for a month, and Jim wanted me to call you as soon as I got back.
How is he feeling? How's his health?
Well, his health is fine, and he's doing very, very well. They're building quite a community down there. It's gaining international recognition. People have come from all over to see it. So you know, have a standing invitation to go and visit.
Oh boy, I said good. Gosh almighty.
He wanted me to call and especially thank you for the support that you've given during this very difficult time.
Yeah, I want to write another letter to that health, education, and welfare person.
I wanted to tell you that is worked out. We got an apology from them. We thought we might have to go and do a class action suit, but that is worked out. So you don't have to do that. Okay.
Well, yeah, it seemed as though right after you left, I had a little bit of gangs and gangs of papers on my desk.
Yeah,
and everything.
I understand that so well. You sound like you've got the flu.
No. I've been working nights, and I guess I'm still partially asleep.
I'm so sorry.
No, that's fine. That's fine. I wish my voice was like this all the time.
Well, I really hate to wake you up.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. Gosh almighty. So things are going very well out there, huh?
Yes, they are.
What is that weather? It's tropical there. It's warm all the time.
Yes, it's about 70 with a nice tropical breeze. It's a very beautiful place. The thing that hasn't been done, you know, is to really try to develop agriculture in tropical areas. And this is what we're trying to do to
that's the only way we're going to feed the world, you know. And a lot of that has been done, and there's also a beautiful school, and the medical care that's being given in Jonestown, and of course surrounding areas by our doctor and our health staff is really outstanding.
Well, this is what I call real missionary work.
Well,
this is real missionary work, and like I suggested to Jim last time, there's no defense for slander.
Well,
then you figure out yourself to be judged by your work. You can't let them get away with too much, but you can't be, you just show your face by your work.
Well, this is true, and if you get down trying to even answer that kind of slander, you know, it
get
keeps
bogged
you from,
down.
That's right, it keeps you from going ahead and accomplishing anything. And good things happen out of difficult times like this. You find out who your friends are and who will stand with you.
I'll tell you this, when you're doing the kind of work that is being done by